This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. In recent weeks, a heated global debate about sexual assault has been igniting conversations on social media. It was sparked by the firing of Gian Gomeshi from his job as host of Q, an internationally syndicated show on CBC Radio. Gomeshi was fired after three women came forward accusing him of sexual assault. After news of his firing broke, tweets and questions about why the accusers didn't speak up sooner began surfacing. The public reacted, and many women who'd been raped began sharing their personal stories on social media with the hashtag been raped and never reported.
Why don't we make a list of all the women who have been raped and didn't go to police? And I will go first. I will put my name out there first.
That's reporter Sue Montgomery, who started the hashtag. It's a conversation that's hard to escape right now. Even earlier this year, the Department of Education released a list of more than 50 college campuses facing investigation for failing to take sexual assault reports seriously. UC Berkeley is on that list. It's been sued twice in the past year, and 31 students and recent alumni filed a federal complaint saying Berkeley mishandled sexual assault investigations. That's on the federal level. On the state level, California is working to address the issue, too. In September, the state passed a new Yes Means Yes law, which basically says that on college campuses, students have to give and receive affirmative consent before any sexual activity. So what is UC Berkeley doing to work within the new law? And how does a culture on campus change? KALW's Liz Mack reports on what change looks like on the ground.
Are we ready?
Yeah!
Really so ready.
Okay.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, yes means yes, no means no.
Today, a group of students, mostly women, meet up outside Kroeber Fountain on the UC Berkeley campus. They're marching to offer support for victims, though they prefer the term survivors of sexual assault. The rally marks the end of the Cal Clothesline Project, a hanging exhibition of t-shirts painted with words of support. The organizers have a simple message. Sexual violence on campus is a big problem.
See, someone just stopped and looked and pointed, and it's so great.
Megan Warner is a junior studying sociology and gender and women's studies. She's one of the organizers, and for her, it's personal. That's her t-shirt hanging on the line.
So mine says stop victim blaming, and it's right here. And so it's all different quotes I've heard, like, but girls lie about being raped all the time.
That's something Warner herself heard from classmates.
Why did you go upstairs? If you weren't drinking, it wouldn't have happened.
It was because of comments like that that Warner didn't report her rape. She was assaulted at a fraternity her freshman year. Warner's experience frames what's happening at Berkeley as part of a larger cultural problem. Not only are survivors blamed for their assaults, but for a long time, campaigns have focused on teaching women to protect themselves, instead of teaching perpetrators not to assault. Warner says this message can be harmful to survivors.
When I hear it as, here's how this is your responsibility, and here's why we don't believe you. So the idea that this is like an individual issue and not a systemic issue is very frustrating.
You know, it's a beautiful campus, and just walk around and think. There's this other dark side that people just aren't talking enough about. There are so many people who are afraid to come forward and talk.
That's senior Sophie Karasik. She says she was assaulted her freshman year by a leader of a student organization she'd just joined. It happened during a weekend retreat. Karasik didn't think to report until she found out that she wasn't the only one. She and three other students took their case against the same assailant to the school. She trusted Berkeley to handle it. But then 8 months passed, and still no word. When other students told Karasik her assailant was about to graduate early, she filed a federal complaint against the school, accusing Berkeley of failing to communicate and of actively discouraging students from reporting.
Asking questions like, did you say no then? What were you wearing? Did you have a sexual relationship with this person before? Saying things like, oh, well, if there aren't witnesses, then there's not really much we can do about it.
Last fall, Karasik co-founded a group called End Rape on Campus. It helps students file federal complaints against their schools. She says so far, they've worked with students from over 20 colleges. Berkeley says it's getting the message, and that's why the school's implementing new programs on campus. programs like online trainings and a mandatory in-person workshop for incoming students. Berkeley also has a new website with resources for survivors. They're waging a Stop Sexual Violence campaign, and they've hired a confidential student advocate. They say all that is just the beginning. Krasik acknowledges the changes, but she says it's not enough.
You can take a lot of pretty pictures, make a public campaign about how important sexual assault is to address, but if you're not really changing how the institutional structure of reporting and educating students and all of these different facets of sexual assault prevention and response, if you're not really changing those, then you're not really changing much of anything.
The culture isn't changing fast enough so that when you see poster campaigns and slogans and websites being put up, but the issue is still happening.
That's Claudia Cavello. She's in charge of consent education at Berkeley, and she's right. The issue is still happening. Since California passed the new Yes Means Yes consent law this September, at least 10 sexual assaults have been logged by the University of California Police Department. But Cavello says Berkeley's trying to do more than change laws. They're trying to change the culture, and that takes time. Outside the Cal football stadium, students gather and mingle, dressed in Cal gear to show off their Berkeley pride. They're proud of their school, but how much is it teaching them about consent?
Do you know what consent on campus means, like what the policy says?
What the policy says? I guess what I do know is that they said there needs to be like...
That's freshman Chulman Park. He's part of the first year of students getting Berkeley's new across-the-board consent training.
I don't know. They just said you need to really be sure that both parties are willing and that they want it. Yeah.
But some say the message hasn't reached everyone. They say there are certain fraternities women know to avoid. Second-year Michelle Guillen says it's an open secret on campus.
Even, like, going to parties, there's, like, a lot of frats that have been, like, a lot of girls even say, like, oh, don't go to that frat. Like, oh, why? And then it's because they've had, like, they know, like, oh, that frat roofies girls. But then those frats are still associated with campus.
Senior Clay Smith says getting consent can be awkward.
Something a lot of people's so, quote-unquote, game, per se, is playing around that idea and, like, hinting at it with not fully hinting at it. So I guess the whole idea that now you have to be completely 100% blatant, is this going to happen? I don't know.
Do you think that ruins the game?
I mean, not my game. I mean, like, I don't know. Maybe for some of these creepy guys that are trying to, like, maybe it is. Maybe it is ruining the game, which could be a good thing.
At the very least, people are starting to think and talk about the culture of sexual assault. The wall of silence around rape isn't gone, but it is being dismantled slowly, according to Berkeley's Dean of Students and Associate Vice Chancellor Joseph Greenwell. He says Berkeley did make mistakes in the past.
We acknowledge that communication was an issue. We acknowledge there have been cases where timeliness was an issue. We acknowledge that we didn't have mandatory, truly mandatory training that had any ramification about it.
But he says they're trying to change the system from the inside.
We acknowledge all of that. But it's meant to, we need to move forward. We need to talk about what our future is and that we want to be leaders in this.
But to lead the way for campuses across the country, Greenwell says the university has to work with students, not against them. To do that, they'll have to earn their trust, something that assault survivors like Sophie Karasik say won't be easy.
It was really earth-shattering how betrayed I felt after dealing with the university and feeling completely unsupported and feeling like they did not care about the safety of their students. I think that Berkeley has amazing students and it has amazing faculty, but I think that the people who run the university don't always serve our best interests.
Berkeley's going to have to prove it's changing to students like Karasik and to the federal government, which is still investigating the school's response to sexual assault. In Berkeley, for Cross Currents, I'm Liz Mack.